This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that Russia has to get out of Venezuela. Russian military personnel recently arrived there. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters at the White House Wednesday, standing next to one person, the wife of a Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim President Juan Guaido. AP Tim McGuire.
The president was asked by a reporter if he's willing to back up his demand to Moscow with U.S. boots on the ground in Venezuela.
All options are open, yeah.
Trump adds that Moscow is well aware of the U.S. stance. He spoke to reporters on Wednesday in the Oval Office alongside Fabiana Rosales, the wife of Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, recognized by the United States and dozens of other countries. Guaido in Venezuela on Wednesday called on supporters on Saturday to protest against nationwide power outages. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The commander of U.S. forces in South Korea told a congressional panel Wednesday that North Korea continues to pose a nuclear threat to the United States and its allies. The commander of U.S. forces in South Korea told that congressional panel. General Robert Abrams said that Pyongyang's production of nuclear weapons, materials, and missiles are inconsistent with the pledge of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize. Abrams told the House Armed Services Committee he could not comment on open session about commercial satellite photos seen to show increased North Korean activity at weapons sites throughout different areas of the country. Talking to a group of reporters, Prime Minister Imran Khan reportedly called for the formation of a neutral interim government in Afghanistan to help ongoing peace talks with insurgents. The Afghan government has since reacted by recalling its ambassador and summoned Pakistan's deputy ambassador to Afghanistan to lodge a formal protest. This is VOA News. Britain's parliament is set to vote on 8 options for Brexit as the new April 12th divorce deal deadline closes in. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Speaker John Bercow has selected the 8 motions from 16 proposals submitted by lawmakers. The ones being considered include calls to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal, one to stay in the EU's customs union and single market, another to put any EU divorce deal to a public referendum, and there's an idea to cancel Brexit altogether if the prospect of a no-deal Brexit gets too close. The indicative votes are intended to reveal if any kind of Brexit plan can command a majority in Parliament. Further debate will take place on these themes on Monday. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A top lawmaker says that Attorney General William Barr is combing through Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe report to see what he can be making public. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham had dinner last night with Barr.
The Attorney General is going through the report now to take out grand jury information that can't be disclosed by law. He wants to make sure that there's nothing going to be released to the public or the Congress that would hurt classified information that hurt sources and methods.
Graham tells the AP Barr will also check with prosecutors who have cases stemming from the probe to make sure any release won't hurt their investigations.
Once that's done, he'll release the report to Congress and he'll come and testify.
He's hoping that all happens next month. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Department of Health and Human Services has ordered to rewrite Medicaid work rules in 2 states where a federal judge has blocked the new Trump administration requirement. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In an effort to push the poor toward self-sufficiency, the Trump administration's encouraged work requirements for able-bodied people who get insurance through Medicaid expansion. Those requirements were adopted in Arkansas and Kentucky, but are now on hold because of a federal judge's ruling that the work requirement poses numerous obstacles to getting health care. He didn't rule on the claim by advocates that the work requirement shouldn't even be part of a health insurance system. About 12 million Americans are covered by Medicaid expansion, which is accepted by more than 30 states. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And local authorities and international aid agencies struggling to deal with the massive destruction and displacement left behind by Cyclone Idai in Mozambique are now facing the crisis of cholera. Senior health officials have told reporters that 5 cases of the waterborne disease has been discovered so far. I'm Tommy McNeil, the VOA News.